With Montana News, I'm Nora Sachs.
Hi, everyone. Hello. People are voting.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
And that's Democratic congressional hopeful Kathleen Williams greeting a group of about 30 supporters gathered in the basement of Donovan's restaurant in downtown Anaconda on Monday afternoon. For the last year, she's been touring the state relentlessly in her bid for Montana's lone seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. With Election Day now just 3 weeks away, she says early votes are coming in and...
State of the race? This is neck and neck.
She mapped out her top five priorities Monday. Healthcare, fostering economic opportunity, conservation in the outdoors, restoring civil dialogue, and national security. Then she turned to the attack ads her opponent, incumbent Republican Congressman Greg Gianforte, has been running, and said they're based on false information, but they're having an impact. And she's peeved.
He's getting desperate. But the ads are fabrications. But if he is successful in scaring people, he may stay in office, and that's what he's trying to do, is scare people.
But Williams said she's confident that Montanans aren't straight party line voters and are more interested in choosing the right person. During the Q&A portion, she fielded questions on everything from national issues like fake news to the state's coal industry to high rates of suicide in southwestern Montana.
We kind of hit the record for suicide.
Yeah.
It's really bad. Do you have anything in your health? One of your goals was fixing health care that would address that more than what's being addressed now, which is very little.
In all of her responses, she stressed her experience as a problem solver in the state legislature and the importance of civility and leading by example.
I don't even like to talk about working across the aisle because the word aisle to me is divisive. It means there's a line and you have to cross over rather than working with people of all political stripes.
That inclusive message resonated with overall clad local musician Jared Yerkes, better known as Smokey, who came out because he wanted to meet her in person.
I'm probably more libertarian, but that's kind of, she is in that line of liberties and rights, and people are treated equal, and Constitution is the Constitution, and that's, she's already got my vote, she's got my girlfriend's vote. And
Liana Schmidt is a local volunteer for the Democratic Party who's been knocking on doors weekly in Anaconda. And she says she sees a lot of support for Williams here and alignment with her priorities.
Well, I think in the local area, there's people are concerned about public lands and access to that because there's a lot of fishermen and hunters in this area. I think people are very concerned about health care, about Social Security and Medicare. Those, I would say those are the issues that we hear the most about.
Kathleen Williams says until she crosses the finish line, she's going to continue to get out and meet people, make personal phone calls, and encourage everyone to vote.
So doing what I'm suggesting is putting hyperpartisanship aside and recognizing that we need to do that as a nation to heal. They need to make their choices known and realize how important this is and to avoid the waking up on the day after Election Day and wishing there could have been something more that they could have done.
Her next campaign stop is in the Bitterroot Valley on Wednesday, and she resumes her camper tour across the state later this week. Election Day is Tuesday, November 6th. In Anaconda, I'm Nora Sachs, Montana Public Radio.